浦东新区2015届高三英语第一学期期末试卷第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. In this photograph, Gordon looks like the youngest person in your group.
Actually, he's the second oldest.
Question: What is learned about Gordon from this conversation? 2. This is a great restaurant. You can get anything you want here.
Anything except good service.
Question: What is the woman's opinion of the restaurant? 3. Mary, do you know when the work on that new road will be done?
The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Question: What does Mary say about the new road?
4. I'm sorry I caused your brother so much trouble.
Don't worry about it. He is the sort of man who is never happy unless he has something to complain about.
Question: What did the man say of his brother?
5. I heard your daughter sing at the school concert last night. She has a lovely voice, I must say.
Thank you, but I don't know where she gets it.
Question: What does the woman probably mean? 6. I have never seen such an interesting show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I must admit that I felt sleepy during the 2 hours.
Question: How did the woman feel about the show?
7. Shall we buy some apples and pears here?
Why don't we wait till we get back to town? I'm sure we'll get better fruit there.
Question: What does the man mean?
8. How are their talks going on? Have they reached any agreement?
They only seem to have agreed to set another date for further talks.
Question: What can you infer from the conversation?
9. Excuse me, sir. I've been waiting here for nearly 20 minutes just to pay my telephone bill.
I'm sorry about that, but the computer is down and everybody has had to wait this afternoon.
Question: What's the woman complaining about?
10. Isn't it rather cold outside, Sally?
It is a bit, but I can't stand the terrible smoke inside. I'd rather stay here, if you don't mind.
Question: Why does the woman want to stay outside?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
On June 12, 1966, Peter had a surprise when he woke up in the morning. He found that the floor of his room was flooded. When he looked out of the window, he saw many cars upside down in the street. It was a sad day for Peter's hometown, which is a mountain town. In the 24 hours up to noon, nearly 17 inches of rain fell. Usually about 16 inches of rain falls in the whole month of June. Roads were washed away in the peak area. Tons of mud and rocks crashed down on the houses below. 64 people died in the flood, and more than 2,500 lost their homes. For some time after the flood, helicopters flew food to the people of the place. Tractors and lorries worked hard to clear away the stones and earth. Many people sent money and life's necessities to the victims of the flood and helped them rebuild their hometown.
Now listen again, please.
On June 12, 1966, Peter had a surprise when he woke up in the morning. He found that the floor of his room was flooded. When he looked out of the window, he saw many cars upside down in the street. It was a sad day for Peter's hometown, which is a mountain town. In the 24 hours up to noon, nearly 17 inches of rain fell. Usually, about 16 inches of rain falls in the whole month of June. Roads were washed away in the peak area. Tons of mud and rocks crashed down on the houses below. 64 people died in the flood, and more than 2,500 lost their homes. For some time after the flood, helicopters flew food to the people of the place. Tractors and lorries worked hard to clear away the stones and earth. Many people sent money and life's necessities to the victims of the flood and helped them rebuild their hometown.
Questions 11. Which of the following is not true?
What is the main idea of the passage?
13. Which of the following is true?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Quite recently, a terrible thing happened to me. I'm going to share it with you in the hope that my story will act as a warning to others. When we're busy, it's easy to fall into the trap of skipping meals, especially when it's so simple to get to the takeaway and fill up on food that looks good but lacks the nutrients we need. After all, we tell ourselves tomorrow we'll have a home-cooked meal. Looking back, I'm still amazed that I allowed this to happen to me. Over the years, I have been extremely careful about my diet, and I'm quick to tell others how essential it is to get enough fresh fruit and vegetables. I seldom had takeaways. My problem started almost without my noticing. A quick snack here and a quick snack there stopped the hunger. At night, a bowl of soup served my purpose. And anyway, I was too tired by then to prepare a decent meal. I kept promising myself that the next day would be different and I would cook something really nourishing. But a year went by and I was still snacking. I would get so tired, but I just slept it off and had more soup. Wrong. Without my realizing it, my resistance was reaching dangerously low levels. And one morning, I collapsed. I was taken to hospital and had numerous tests. I was given 3 blood transfusions. Without those transfusions, I would not be here writing this warning. I am recovering and now eat all the good food I should never have neglected. Take it from me, skipping meals and trying to make do with quick snacks is just no good. Bon appétit.
Now listen again, please.
Quite recently, a terrible thing happened to me. I'm going to share it with you in the hope that my story will act as a warning to others. When we're busy, it's easy to fall into the trap of skipping meals, especially when it's so simple to get to the takeaway and fill up on food that looks good but lacks the nutrients we need. After all, we tell ourselves tomorrow we'll have a home-cooked meal. Looking back, I'm still amazed that I allowed this to happen to me. Over the years, I have been extremely careful about my diet, and I'm quick to tell others how essential it is to get enough fresh fruit and vegetables. I seldom had takeaways. My problem started almost without my noticing. A quick snack here and a quick snack there stopped the hunger. At night, a bowl of soup served my purpose. And anyway, I was too tired by then to prepare a decent meal. I kept promising myself that the next day would be different and I would cook something really nourishing. But a year went by and I was still snacking. I would get so tired, but I just slept it off and had more soup. Wrong. Without my realizing it, my resistance was reaching dangerously low levels, and one morning I collapsed. I was taken to hospital and had numerous tests. I was given 3 blood transfusions. Without those transfusions, I would not be here writing this warning. I am recovering, and now eat all the good food I should never have neglected. Take it from me, skipping meals and trying to make do with quick snacks is just no good. Bon appétit.
Questions. 14. Why was the speaker taken to hospital?
Which of the following is not true according to the story?
16. Bon appétit is a French expression which means...
16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear 2 longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form and write 1 word for each answer.
Gosh, Fred, another cup of coffee? That's your 3rd since lunch.
Yeah, well, I stayed up all night preparing for my history exam. I couldn't keep my eyes open in my last class. I'm having this coffee so I can stay awake this afternoon.
Don't you know that drinking too much coffee is harmful?
What do you mean by harmful?
Well, for one thing, it may cause heart disease.
I don't think so. Most of the research about the link between coffee and heart disease has not led to a conclusion.
Studies have shown that coffee makes you work fast, but not necessarily better. You may finish your exam in a shorter period of time, but you won't have fewer mistakes.
But I like the taste of coffee. I want something that'll keep me awake in class.
Now listen again, please. Gosh, Fred, another cup of coffee? That's your 3rd since lunch.
Yeah, well, I stayed up all night preparing for my history exam. I couldn't keep my eyes open in my last class. I'm having this coffee so I can stay awake this afternoon.
Don't you know that drinking too much coffee is harmful?
What do you mean by harmful?
Well, for one thing, it may cause heart disease.
I don't think so. Most of the research about the link between coffee and heart disease has not led to a conclusion.
Studies have shown that coffee makes you work fast, but not necessarily better. You may finish your exam in a shorter period of time, but you won't have fewer mistakes.
But I like the taste of coffee. I want something that'll keep me awake in class.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form and write no more than 3 words for each answer.
What are you working on now?
I've just finished a piece on background music. Oh, like the music they are playing here now. You hear it everywhere, in restaurants, airports, supermarkets, department stores, and banks too. I noticed it while we were at the bank today.
Did you? I didn't.
You're not supposed to notice it. It's just there in the background. It's supposed to influence your attitude, put you in the right mood.
I'm not sure I like that idea.
Well, it seems to work. Companies pay millions of dollars every year for background music. It's supposed to give you a better feeling about yourself and the people around you. Factories use it a lot. It makes the workers happy, and they work better that way. In one factory, music increased production by 4.5%.
What about restaurants? Do they play the same music for dinner and lunch?
I don't know about that, but I do know that hamburger places play fast music. When they started playing fast music, they found that a customer spent only 17 minutes eating. The time was 22 minutes before that.
So they have more people coming in and out to buy hamburgers.
Exactly. That's good for business.
Now listen again, please. What are you working on now?
I've just finished a piece on background music. Oh, like the music they are playing here now. You hear it everywhere, in restaurants, airports, supermarkets, department stores, and banks too. I noticed it while we were at the bank today.
Did you? I didn't.
You're not supposed to notice it. It's just there, in the background. It's supposed to influence your attitude, put you in the right mood.
I'm not sure I like that idea.
Well, it seems to work. Companies pay millions of dollars every year for background music. It's supposed to give you a better feeling about yourself and the people around you. Factories use it a lot. It makes the workers happy, and they work better that way. In one factory, music increased production by 4.5%.
What about restaurants? Do they play the same music for dinner and lunch?
I don't know about that, but I do know that hamburger places play fast music. When they started playing fast music, they found that a customer spent only 17 minutes eating. The time was 22 minutes before that.
So they have more people coming in and out to buy hamburgers.
Exactly. That's good for business.
That's the end of Listening Comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。